Health Buzz with Dr. Jim Keeney at www.jim.md.
Dr. Jim here. Today, we're going to talk about inflammatory breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And you know, as far as breast cancer goes, I think we're doing a good job on the awareness part. Honestly, I think this is one of the biggest health concerns for women. The problem is, how do we get them to actually do self-breast exams? How do we get them to get in and get a mammogram, especially when we're arguing over whether mammograms are really useful or not? That's more the issue. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but we don't really need an awareness month. We need an action month. I think we should call this Breast Cancer Action Month and get everybody out there and say, get off your butt, get to your doctor and get your mammogram, or learn how to at least do your self-breast exam. I picked a special topic for today within breast cancer because, again, people are aware. Awareness is not the issue. So today, instead of making people more aware of something they already know about and how often are we going to beat people over the head with mammograms and self-breast exams? I think it's better to let you know you can have breast cancer with no lump. That's right. Everybody thinks that breast cancer is a lump in their breast. Well, there is a rare form of breast cancer, but common enough that I think you need to know about this because it's often misdiagnosed. It's often diagnosed very late, and it's a very aggressive cancer. When you catch it early and with the appropriate treatment, you end up with 50% survival rate at 5 years. And that's compared to much lower survival when it is diagnosed late. That is not a good figure, 50% at 5 years. This is called inflammatory breast cancer, by the way. That's what we're talking about today, inflammatory breast cancer. This is an aggressive cancer that actually blocks the lymphatic tissue in the breast. So what happens is the breast gets enlarged without a lump. It may change size or density to some extent, so it actually will start looking different than the opposite side. It may change color. You might get redness, and that's really the most common misdiagnosis, is it looks red and inflamed, and for all the world, it does look like a infection. And infections are by far more common. That's called mastitis, and that's an infection of the breast. If you're pregnant and you're nursing, infections of the breast are extremely common. I wouldn't be too worried about inflammatory breast cancer, although if it doesn't clear up, the same applies to pregnant women as it does to older women. In older women, if you have the signs and symptoms of mastitis, inflamed breast, redness, tenderness, increase in size, change in the skin texture, where it actually starts looking kind of like an orange peel skin, where it's dimpled in at all the pores, that is a big red flag. The initial treatment should be antibiotics because, again, way more common to have a breast infection. But after one round of antibiotics, if it's not getting better, you need to get in and get a biopsy of that area and make sure, because that's the only way you're going to detect this. This won't show up on ultrasound because it's not a mass. It won't show up on mammograms as well because it's not a mass. The only way you make this diagnosis is biopsy of the skin. Now that I have your attention, because this is 100% fatal when it goes undiagnosed until the very advanced stages. Just so you know, as soon as you diagnose inflammatory breast cancer, they automatically stage it a stage 3B at the lowest. Stage 4 is the highest you can go. And they may even stage at stage 4 if it's already more advanced. So no lump has to be present. One breast maybe get larger than the other, may get red or pink in the skin, may have swelling or a rash area, especially near the nipple line. The nipple may have discharge, or it may appear sunken in because of the swelling around it. Then the nipple gets pulled in and appears inverted. Now, if you've been that way all your life, don't worry about that. But if it's a sudden change, that's something concerning. If you notice, you look in the mirror, and as your breasts move, there's areas that tug or pull down. That's the same problem. So you've gone to your doctor. You've been treated for mastitis. It's not getting better. And you're concerned that you have inflammatory breast cancer. What do you do? I suggest you go see a breast specialist, like a surgeon. Usually this would be a general surgeon, sometimes plastic surgeons, but a breast specialist, someone who specializes in breast cancer. And that would be the best person to really objectively look at this and decide, do you need a biopsy? Is it too early? Is it too late? Hopefully not. That's what you want to do. This is not something you want to sit on or wait around for. It's something you want to get right on. And that's the point of the message today. That's it for this week. If this was helpful for you, be sure to write in and let us know here at Health Buzz, because we always like to have some encouragement that we're on the right road here. And, you know, if just one person figures out that they don't have mastitis and they actually have breast cancer and they get treated early, then I think this is worth it. So be sure to pass this on to family members and pretty much anyone you know with breasts. That's the bottom line. If they've got breasts, they should hear this message. Till next week, take care.